Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. Another woman who decided to not de-escalate a situation, and unfortunately, she paid the ultimate price. Now, this article was published on the 17th of January. Man shanked wife to death, then covered her body to hide it from their children. A Miami man is behind bars after police said he stabbed his wife to death and covered her body with a sheet so that their children wouldn't see the gruesome aftermath. Man, that sounds like a scene straight out of Oz. Yeah, the prison show. Anyway, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Eder Omar Espinosa, 40, was arrested Saturday and charged with second-degree termination and tampering with physical evidence. Shortly after midnight, Johanna Aritzabal, 38, arrived home from work to the house that she and her husband bought in September. There, police say the couple argued about their quote-unquote failed marriage. I wonder who decided to start that argument and why was the marriage a quote-unquote failed one? Well, I'll give you five guesses who started the argument, and they all start with the woman. They continued to bicker when the Brownsville man grabbed a kitchen knife and fatally shanked her, according to police. Police say Espinosa subsequently placed her body on a couch, covered her wounds with bandages, and mopped up the blood splattered on the floor. He also covered her body with a sheet so that the children wouldn't see their mother's carcass. He then dropped the children off at his friend's house, where authorities say he confessed to the slaying. At the time of his arrest, Espinosa's clothes were soaked in blood, and the stained sheet was found in the trunk of his car. Espinosa is being held without bond at the Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center. Well, well, well. Once again, we have another woman who, let's just go ahead and be honest about this. Modern women, by way of the state, have been allowed to become so loudmouthed, so disrespectful, so arrogant that they honestly believe that they're going to say what they want to say and you're supposed to listen to them no matter what. They don't believe in de-escalating situations. Actually, they believe in escalating situations, thinking that they're going to make you back down by them getting loud with you. Oh, no, ladies. Oh, no. In more cases, that has become a very fatal mistake. It is what it is. More and more women are going to let their mouth write a check that their scrawny asses can't cash. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. The hot butter knife of doom. Gotta give that one a 15. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give it a 5 because he actually made the attempt to cover the body so the kids wouldn't find it. And for the brutality factor, you know I'm going to give that one a 15. Why? Because obviously he had to go knife happy and go stab, 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 stab to get the job done. So, Eder, the executioner, gets a score of 45. Let me reiterate this. Ladies, and I use that term extremely loosely. The idea that you're going to shout a man down is not something that you should continue to try to do. Far too many men are already on edge just trying to make it in this absolutely horrifically gynocentric society. Sometimes all a man needs is a simple argument to light his fuse. And when that fuse is lit, instead of you saying, you know what, let me calm myself down and calm my man down and talk about this rationally. Oh, no. You let your emotions get the best of you. Therefore, you set him off even quicker. And once he explodes, hey, whatever happens, happens. But yeah, what more can be said about this that hasn't already been said? Hey, women around the world, you're not gonna listen. You're not. You used to be the calming force in a man's life. However, far too many of you women have become the bane of a man's life. And guess what? More and more men are deciding, you know what? Since you've become the bane of my existence, I'm gonna go ahead and take matters into my own hands. Yes, I'm gonna go in the cage at bare minimum, but I'm gonna make sure your ass go into that pine box. But with that being said, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article, if you will. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world who continue to argue with men, the power that you think you have via the state, via TV shows, via all sorts of media that depict women who are arguing with men, getting up in their faces, and sometimes physically assaulting men, will go out. Feminism and the idea that you have infinite protection will go out right along with it. And trust and believe, once you push that man past his line, once you push that man past his limit, once that man's inner beast breaks free, what he decides to do to you, guess what? I'm going to say you had it coming because you had every opportunity to actually de-escalate the situation, but you chose not to. It is what it is. That's all I got to say about this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.